This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The nation celebrates the 76th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will start at 10:30 a.m. and run for a duration of around 90 minutes. Akashvani correspondent reports that the Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess, with special focus on 75 years of enactment of the Constitution and Jaan Begidari. The Republic Day parade will start with Prime Minister Narendra Modi laying a wreath at the National War Memorial. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy and take the salute during a ceremonial march past, which will include units from the armed forces, paramilitary forces, auxiliary civil forces, NCC and NSS. In Mizoram, Governor General retired Dr. Vijay Kumar Singh said that the Election Commission has demonstrated exemplary commitment to strengthening democratic values and has evolved with the changing times. The governor was speaking at the National Voters Day celebration at the Assembly Conference Hall in Aizawl yesterday. In Tripura, the Chief Secretary J.K. Sinha applauded the people of the state for their overwhelming participation in the electoral process. Addressing the gathering on the occasion of the National Voters Day program in Agartala, the Chief Secretary said that more and more people are coming forward to exercise their right to franchise in a distinct feature of the state. In Meghalaya, the office of the Chief Electoral Officer celebrated the 15th National Voters Day with the theme, Nothing Like Voting, I Vote for Sure. The event was attended by Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar as the chief guest. The governor also administered the National Voters Day pledge, reaffirming the commitment to democratic values and the importance of voting in shaping the country's future. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh incinerated the confiscated illegal drugs weighing a total of 314.471 kgs yesterday. The incineration was conducted during the drugs disposal program held at Shija Common Biomedical Waste Treatment Facility in Lamdeng. The program was organized by the Manipur Police Department. Addressing the function, the Chief Minister stated that after the formation of BJP government, the war and drugs campaign was started to combat drug menace in the state. IIM Shillong successfully hosted the fourth edition of its flagship international marketing conference under the theme Bridging the Gap Between Marketing Theory and Practice, Infusion, Inclusion and Integration. Supported by State Bank of India, Sunway Business School, Sunway University as the knowledge partner and the IIM's Journal of Management Science as the publication partner, the event brought together some of the brightest minds in marketing, academia and industry from across the globe. The four-day conference, held from 21st to 24th January 2025, was a vibrant platform for intellectual exchange, welcoming around 150 participants and featuring 136 research papers presentations from five countries. Acting on a specific tip-off, troops of the 4 Battalion BSF Meghalaya successfully intercepted an illicit consignment of cosmetic items worth over 49.5 lakhs in the Naya Bazaar area of East Khasiya's district, Meghalaya, near the Indo-Bangladesh international border. The seizure made yesterday involved cosmetic products concealed in a jungle area close to unfenced patches of the border. These items were reportedly hidden by smugglers with intention of transporting them into Bangladesh under the cover of darkness. The seized items have been handed over to the custom office at Pinur for further investigation and necessary action. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions at isolated pockets of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. The Met Department also said that a gradual fall in minimum temperatures by about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius is expected over northwest India during the next 3 days. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.